Humlen la Black Moritz, Mitzoy Reish Hashanah, Tuf Shin Pei Aleph, the year of Ploy Sarenu. We're going to see miracles and amazing things are going to happen. We are up to the Mem Aleph, Amen Aleph. You had a machlekes if you fast on Friday. Can you complete the fast into Shabbos? Or do you have to stop before Shabbos? Because you're not allowed to fast on Shabbos. So therefore, the Chachamim say that you have to break your fast right before Shabbos. And Rabbi Yezi says, no, at Mashlimin, you can fast into the Shabbos itself. So the last thing we learned was that Ula came along and said the halach is like Rabbi Yezi, that we fast on Friday into Shabbos itself. Today we don't really have any fast days that fall on a Friday except Asara B'Tavis. The Ritva and the Rajva and others talk about Tainis Esther falling on a Friday, but very difficult to understand how that's ever possible because the way our calendar works, Tainis Esther can never fall on a Friday. If Purim is on a Sunday, then they bring forward the Tainis to Thursday, unless these Yisraelim hold that actually if it falls out on Thursday, on Sunday, maybe they hold the fast to be on Friday. Not clear. So we're up to right in the middle of the page, the last word of the lines of Yesi. Says the Gemara. Amar Ula said halacha k'Rabbi Yesi. Halacha k'Rabbi Yesi, that on Friday you fast into the Shabbos. The Ravid holds when we say into the Shabbos, it means until Bein Hashmoshes. Not like we hold until Tezik HaChavim. So this year, Asar B'Tavis falls on a Friday, and Shabbos doesn't begin, Tezik HaChavim is not till about 9:20 or something. We have to fast till 9:20. So even if you daven early, you cannot, it's still considered Asar B'Tavis. Says the Gemara, Mi Avdin K'Rabbi Yesi, do we actually follow Rabbi Yesi? But Aminu, now what, you fast all day, I'm asking a question, learn. It says, Nebraisa, Ein Goizing Tainus Ala Tzibur. We generally don't, you know, if let's say there's a drought or something and you have to fast, don't make them fast for Rosh Chodesh or Rosh Chodesh or Chanukah or Purim. But let's say Vim Yishchil, it says, let's say every Monday and Thursday we're going to fast about a month before Chanukah and Purim and the drought didn't break. So if they continue fasting into Chanukah or into Purim, what happens then? Ein Mavsikin. What if you started already before, then you continue and even on Chanukah and Purim you will fast if it happens to fall out on those days. Divrei Rabbi Gamliel. Omer Rabbi Meir said, Afa Pisha Omer Rabbi Gamliel ain mafsik. And even though Gamliel says you're not mafsik. Oh wait, Rabbanon hold, this Rabbanon here would hold that you do stop if it comes, if to say the third week is a Chanukah, you won't fast. Rabbi Gamliel holds, no, you do fast. Says that maybe, but even though Rabbi Gamliel holds you fast, it doesn't mean fast the entire day. He holds you fast most of the day, but you stop an hour before the end of the day because we don't want you to fast on Chanukah, so you break your fast. Then he says, V'chein b'tisha b'av shechol liyaz b'erev Shabbos. If Tisha B'av falls out on Friday, what happens? You don't fast the full day. So we see that Meir holds the name of the Gamliel, that you actually don't fast the whole day, not like Rabbi Yesi. So what's the problem? They're arguing. But the time you will learn the Achap Tirosh Rabbi Gamliel, after Rabbi Gamliel passed away, he's the one who said that you don't fast the entire Friday. Nichnis Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua came in Lahofer as Dvarav to cancel the words of Gamliel. He wanted to rule that from now on we fast the entire Friday like Rabbi Yesi. Amar Rabbi Yechiel ben Nuri, Rabbi Yechiel stood up al raglav, on his feet, 2 feet. Amar, he said, Chazi ana, I say, or I see, the basar reisha gufa azul. The body has to follow the head. Rabbi Gamliel, the chief rabbi, he's the head, and everyone else has to follow Gamliel. Kol yom of Rabbi Gamliel, since the entire lifetime of Gamliel, kavanu alocha kamaisa, we followed him, what? We did not fast the entire Friday, even if Tisha B'Av fell on a Friday. So achshav now, atom mevakish levatu devarav, you want to cancel his words, you want that we should fast the entire Friday? Yeshua ein shaymalach, we don't listen to you, shikra nikva halach and halach and gamliel, we do not fast the entire Friday, we break the fast an hour before Shabbos or something. And v'lahoya odom she'idah b'dover klum, nobody complained, nobody protested. So we see that clearly, that even in times of Rabbi Yesi, we didn't follow Rabbi Yesi, we're following gamliel, that you don't fast the entire Friday. Says, well, that's not a question. In his generation, taka, we followed gamliel, we didn't fast the entire Friday. Which is a generation later, we did follow Rabbi Yesi and we fasted the entire Friday. Says the Gemara, in fact I have a question all the way around. You think in the time of Gamliel, we followed Gamliel, we did not fast the entire day? Let me ask you a question. The time we learned, Amar Rabbi Lozer ben Tzadik, Lozer ben Tzadik said, Ani mibnei sanu ben Binyamin. Tase already comments, Rabbi Lozer ben Tzadik was actually a Kohen. We'll come back to that too. But he says, I am a descendant, I'm a scion from the family of Binyamin. What happened was they didn't have any wood for the Beis HaMikdash. So Ezra asked them to gather wood. 9 families went out there to gather wood for the Beis HaMikdash, and as a result of that, every year they chose, these 9 families had different days that they made a special Yom Tov for their contribution. And that day, for that family, was a Yom Tov. He says, I'm a member of from Binyamin, from Sana ben Binyamin, and therefore, that our family donated wood, and we had a Yom Tov. Which day did they choose to be our Yom Tov? The 10th day of Av. But Pamachas, once happened that Chol Tisha B'Av leads the Shabbos. Tisha B'Av fell out on Shabbos. And what happens when Tisha B'Av falls on a Shabbos? You fast on Sunday. But Sunday is the 10th day of Av, and it's our Yom Tov. The Dechinu La'achel Shabbos, and we pushed off Tisha B'Av to Sunday. The Hisaninu B'Av, we had no Breda, it's Tisha B'Av, we had to fast. But because it's our Yom Tov, Lo'ishlian Ishlam Nuo. We didn't fast entire Sunday for Tisha B'Av, Mipnei She Yom Tov Shalanu Hayu. Because it was our Yom Tov, so we broke the fast an hour or two before the end of the day, so we can celebrate our Yom Tov. Now, it seems from here, the only reason why they didn't fast entire Tisha B'Av is because it contradicted our Yom Tov. The Yom Tov. Ha Erev Yom Tov, but if, let's say if Tisha B'Av were to fall out Erev Yom Tov or Erev Shabbos, if Tisha B'Av were on a Friday, we would have fasted entire Tisha B'Av. The only reason why we did not fast entire Tisha B'Av is because it happened to fall out on our Yom Tov. Mashlimu, we fast entire Tisha B'Av. So is that ayah to Rabbi Yossi? How can you tell me that people following him will? Says the Gemara, Amar Avina, Shiny Yom Tov shall divrehem. This entire Yom Tov of the wood was only a Yom Tov from the Rabbanon. And it was a weak Yom Tov. In what way was it a weak Yom Tov? We allowed you to fast Tisha B'Av on that day. Most of the day you fasted. So even though it was a Yom Tov, because a normal Yom Tov you cannot fast at all. Even though it was a Yom Tov, we allowed you to fast most of the day. So it shows that it's a very weak Yom Tov. So therefore, Mashlimu Boy, but so therefore, if it would have been Erev such a Yom Tov, we would have fasted the entire Tisha B'Av. But every Tisha B'Av, we fasted the entire Tisha B'Av because Erev our Yom Tov, because it wasn't really Yom Tov. But Arvi is Shabbos, but when it comes to Shabbos, you're not allowed to fast even 1 hour on Shabbos, if you have in mind, this is my fast. Hoyo the aim is Anil Boshoi, you're not allowed to fast on Shabbos at all, even for 5 minutes, if you're fasting, deliberately fast. Therefore, on Erev Shabbos, Ein Mashlim of Arvi, you're not allowed to fast Erev Shabbos, because the problem of fasting Erev Shabbos the whole day is, you're fasting as you're entering the Shabbos. Because Bein HaShemash is twilight, remember, is a suffix, might be Shabbos already, and you're fasting. Omar, Rabbi Yossi made a comment, so we still remain, the Ula said halacha like Rabbi Yossi, that you fast entire Friday. Omar, Rabbi Yossi, Loishmila Shmaita, I never heard Ula say this. Omar, Levi, what do you mean you never heard this? At Omar, you're the one who told us. Remember, Rabbi Yossi had lost his memory after he became blind. But how Omar, they had a sickness. But Aha Amrit Nelly told us on the following, on this very brice, and this very brice we just mentioned before. Ain goes in tainus ala tibur b'Rosh Chodashim. You don't decree a tainus on Rosh Chodesh, but if you start a few weeks before, then if it falls in the Rosh Chodesh, you continue fasting, like in Bilil. And by Amrino Long, you said, Omer Rav Yudah Amar Rav, Zu, and then you made the following comment. And Ameya said that Gamliel is made that Erev Shabbos, that Gamliel is made that, that on Erev Shabbos you don't complete the entire fast. He said Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, you don't fast the entire day. And you then made a comment, Amar Yehuda Marav, you said Rabbi Yehuda's name Marav, Zu Divrei Rameya. That's Rameya's opinion, Shabbos Shem Gamliel, that you don't fast the entire Friday. Ava Chachamim is another Chachamim that they hold, Mis'ane U'mashli. You said that the Chacham hold you fast and you the entire day. That means if it falls out, you started 3 weeks before Purim and comes Purim, you'll fast entire Purim. Hanukkah, you'll fast entire Hanukkah. And then the third case there is, if Tisha B'Av falls on a Friday, you'll fast entire Friday. So you told us that Halacha sounds like Rabbi Yossi. My lava cool on all three arguments. No, that's not Rabbi Yossi, not a raya. There I was talking about Hanukkah and Purim, the Rabbanon hold that if it falls on Hanukkah, or Purim, you fast entire day. But on Friday, which is not Mid Rabbanon or Yom Rabbanon, Friday, Shabbos is Yom HaTeda, the HaTeda is a mitzvah, then on Friday you should fast, you don't fast the entire day. Purim and Hanukkah will allow you to fast because it's only Yom Rabbanon, but come Friday, you take it, don't fast the entire day. And that's why I say I don't follow Ula. And in fact, I prove it to you. These Salkadat, you can say, Akulu is Agnol 3, the whole Gemara started off right before Yom Hashanah. Rabbi asked Rabbi Yehuda a question, what's the din? Do you have a Friday? Do you fast entire day or not? A Barbe Rabbi, Yeshua Bacha took on a fast. Does he fast entire Friday or not? v'le pashtle. Now this is Rav Yehuda is the one who said this name of Rav. And if Rav Yehuda is saying that the Chacham argue and they argue also by Tisha B'av falling on Friday, then he knew the answer that on Friday, you don't fast the entire day. So why did Rav Yehuda say nothing? Didn't know the answer. Well, so there's a raya that we didn't resolve the question. Rabbanan don't argue when it comes to Friday. They hold it on Friday. You don't fast the entire day. They hold you when it comes to Friday. Maybe you do fast. It's not clear. Says the Gemara, "Well, the time because in other words, if we hold that the Rabbanan argue with Rav Meir and hold that you fast the entire Purim, entire Chanukah, and the entire Friday, then why didn't Rav Yehuda answer that?" Said Gemara back, "The time if according to you, Hodu Dorish Mazutra Mashmei Rav Huna, we'll soon see Mazutra rule the name of Rav Huna." Halacha, the halacha is mitzvah mashim. Halacha is actually like Rabbi Yitzchak that you fast entire Friday. So how come yesterday before Shul Rosh Hashanah we learned Haboyim LeRabbi Rav Huna? Rabbi asked actually the question of Rav Huna. Will they postulate? Rav Huna didn't say anything. Rav Huna originally said the name of Rabbi Yehuda, didn't say anything. He didn't answer him. Eli, you're gonna have to tell me. Homik kamei d'shamer v'halabat d'shamer. When he asked him at that time, he didn't have an answer yet. But later on, he heard the brice, and therefore he decided, yes, you know what? That you don't have to fast the entire day. Hachanami, homekami deshom, hold about the shom, over here. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda then didn't hear it, but after he heard it, he decided you don't have to fast the entire day. Anyway, Dorish Mazutra Mashmed Rav Huna, the final ruling is Halacha Mis'anin Umashlimin. You fast the entire Friday. Big Machlek is a shenim if it means you have to fast the entire Friday, or it means you're allowed to fast the entire Friday. When I saw the table on Friday, it means that you have to fast until 9:20, or it means you're allowed to fast until 9:20. And halacha shel malach is you have to. Hadin halacha b'chol ma'arvin, we are up to now the fourth perek. Now, just a quick introduction. We're still talking about chumash amos, you're allowed to walk 2,000 amos, and then we said that if you get there and you want to walk longer, further than that, you can buy, you acquire a residence over there, you shift your residence from your house where you live in, and you move it over there. And the way it works is, at the city you live in, you don't start counting the 2,000 amos till outside of the city you live in. You have 72,000 amos, and then you start counting outside the city you're in. And in fact, you have 4 amos as well. So outside of the 4 amos, then you start counting 2,000 amos. Now, if your 2,000 amos end up in another city, then you can walk that entire city, and then, you know, and continue counting 2,000 amos on the other side of the city. If you coin a shvisa, in other words, you 2,000 amos away from where you are right now, you put food down there, so you want to extend, you go to the east another 2,000 amos, and that 2,000 amos lands inside a city, then you can walk the entire city. We don't say, oh, well, the 2,000 amos ends the first street in the city, and that's where you end. No, you can walk the entire city. But if your 2,000 amos end right before the entire city, then you cannot walk around that city, and so on. But in our mission, we talk about the cases when you were forced to go beyond your tchum, and you were forced to go beyond your tchum. For example, goyim pulled you there, or you didn't realize what you were doing. You went there inadvertently. Then there's an argument: if when you arrive at that other city, do you get the entire city? It's counted like your 4 amos, because every person has 4 amos. Or do we say the same rule? No, that when your 2,000 amos expire, you can't go any further. Says the Mishnah, let's say a goyim came along and pulled you out, or let's say a bad spirit came along, as Rashi says, some demon came into you and drove you crazy, went mad, and you had no control, and you went beyond the tchum, and then you healed, then you realize what's going on, you're stuck. Since you find yourself now 2,050 amas outside, away from your original place, outside of the city, now you are stuck, you cannot go back. But if you were brought back as well, back within Yitchum, then is ki'ilu layot, as if you never left, and therefore all the original entitlements are still there. They brought you into, they didn't park you somewhere in the middle of the forest, they brought you into another city. Or nasnu bedira besad, they put you in these enclosures which are for animals, different enclosures with walls around them. Is Rabbi Gamaliel, Rabbi Elazar Nazayu, Aymablu, Rabbi Elazar is a mahal lechas kula. If you were forced there, then we're going to say that you don't say you're stuck for 4 amos. They're going to say the entire area is considered as if it's your 4 amos. And Rashi holds that the city as well, we're talking about, that the city also has walls around them. Other Rishonim hold that this city doesn't have to have walls around them. We'll let you walk in the entire city. However, I'll be sure to keep it disagree. They say, I'm aimlay elo dalad amos. since you're beyond your four, your 2,000 chametz, it doesn't matter if you fold or not fold. All we give you is four chametz, and that's it. Ma'aseh, there's an incident. Shabo miplandrasin. They came from a place called Plandrasin. All of them, the tanoim, the fligas v'nasim b'yam, and their ship went out into the water. Now they're on the ship. Ship has walls around them, but they went outside the tchum, from where they originally started. They walked the entire ship because they said you have no control, you're on the ship, and since it has walls around them, just like the city with walls around them, you're allowed to walk the entire city of Hiroshi, you're allowed to walk the entire length of the cruise. And Rabbi Kiva Lezazi Medal Amis, Rabbi Shura Kiva says, no, we don't want you to walk through on the time. If you're traveling more than Chum Shabbos on the ship, we don't want you to walk beyond four Amis outside of your room. Shiratu lahachnatza, not because the law says so, because we wanted to be machmir, as the Gemara will explain later on what's the chumrah. Pamacha, third story. Pamacha is once lo nichnasu l'nomal achachashecha. They entered the port after the Shabbos. Now, if they came in from outside of the chum, if the Shabbos started outside the chum and now they came in, then they cannot walk. We said before more than four amos. Omer gamliel, man or lady, can we come descend from disembark? Omer, and we told them mutarim atem, you can. Shekvara Yisin Mistakel, I had this eyeglass, and I saw behind the Yidu B'techat Chum, I saw that we were ready within the Chum when Shabbos started, actually Hashem for dark, and therefore we did not arrive from outside of the Chum. The Gemara starts off, he's talking about Goyim having control over you, and so on, says the Gemara here, interesting. Tell him what we learned. Gimu Dvorim Ma'abin and Sodom Adaita, three things that cause a person to lose his mind. What are they? And Vadas Kaina, he also loses his his priorities in serving the Eibush. And what are they? Elohim, Oyvdei Kechavim, if Goyim oppress you, and they want you to go and do Avedis, or the Ruach Ra, a terrible spirit, as we said before, and cause you to lose your mental stability, and V'diktuki Aniyas, poverty also makes you lose, you don't think straight, you don't think lucidly. Why do we need to know this? The reason why we need to know this is so that we should daven for the person here that he should get better. Well, that we should daven for ourselves that we should never be afflicted by these three things. Then the Gemara continues: Gimel Eroyim Pnei Gehenim. That three people who suffer so much in this world, they will never have to see Gehenim. Elohim, Dikduki Anias, poverty. If they're poverty, they're suffering in this world, so they don't have to suffering in Gehenim. And then choyle ma'ayin, if they have stomach aches, intestinal problems, and we learned that a lot of the Maroim had that, and Rebbe had it, and Abaye and others, and v'haroshes. Either the government bothers them all the time, like we find ourselves here, very oppressive, or Rashi learns for some reason, haroshes means lenders. You have a lot of lenders, and they're coming to put pressure on you. The yesh, I mean, that those who say, af mi sheyesh lo isha ra. If you have a wife who is a shrew, she gives you a very difficult time, and being unreasonable, that means you've suffered in this world. V'idach sahakam, the other opinion doesn't count this as well. Isha ra, mitzalagashi, have a way out, just give her a divorce. So if you decide to stay, it's your choice. So it's not like Gehenim. V'idach, other ones, sometimes you have no choice. Zimlin diksuvasim, we cannot afford to pay out. The alimony, palimony, and the mixuva, or inami isle bonim. You have children. You want to be for the sake of the children. You want to be a family. You cannot divorce her. So again, the mind of me. What do we need to know? This the kibulim aav. If you know that all the tzaddas you have are actually, in a way, therapeutic because they are going to alleviate all the future tzaddas in Gehenim, then you'll accept all the tzaddas. Having more brachas that hey there, that you'll accept all of these things with aav. That three people that will pass away, even though they're very vibrant, full of vitality, in the middle of talking, very engaging, they can die right in the middle of their talking. If you have these terrible stomach aches, or the chaya, a woman who just gave birth, or hadreiken, a disease called hadreiken, which is something which is, in the Rashi says, in the mouth. What's the difference? Should these people always have tachrichim ready in case, or they should write a will out to be ready? Nachman said the name of Shmuel Yotzel Ledas. If you stepped outside of your tchum willingly, then ain lay ela arba amos. Then wherever you, when you stop, you can only walk not four amos. You can't even go back to where you came from. That's the law. Hashta nochme, madach mishai tiyunachem, you had no say in it. The goyim pulled you out. We just said, na mishne ein le'al abamis. Yotzer l'das, my boy, you're willing, you have to tell me? Elayim was sorry, chozer l'das. If he went back willing, the goyim pulled him out. If he went back willing to his house, ein le'al'alam. Even though he's back in the city, he can only walk 4 amas and no more. Think more hanamitani, it says in the Mishnah, hechziru nochem, the goyim brought him back. Ki ilu lo yotzer. If only the goyim brought you back, as if you never went out and you could walk around the whole city. But Herzeru, who, if he came back on his own, the Kidul Yotza. Only they brought him back. It's as if you never left and you have all your original entitlements. Avol Haitziu Nachin v'chazadat, we've gone and pulled you out and you went back on your own volition. Ainlay Eladal Damas, you only have 4 amas available. So what's Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel saying over here? Says the Gemara, Ella Ema, say Yotzer L'das. If he went out willingly, if you went out willingly, the Herziru Nachim and the Goyim brought you back. Ainlay Ella Dald Amis. All you have is the title to his 4 amas. Gemara again, Hanami Tanin says not Mishnah. It's you of Herziru. They took you out and brought you back. Ella Yotzer. If you went, it sounds like only they did both ways, both directions. It's you of Herziru. The Ella Yotzer. Only they took you out and brought you back in against your will. Abel Yotzer L'das. If you went out voluntarily beyond your tchum. That's it. It doesn't matter who brought you back. You forfeited all your rights. Loi. Says Gemara, no. Ma would have thought, let's dudni ketani, you don't learn both things together. The goyim took you out and the goyim brought you back in. That's the only time you have your original entitlements. I could learn this. I could learn another way, as follows. Mi shahitziu nachin, goyim took you out, v'chazur l'das, he came back willingly, then you lose your rights. Ein loi ela dal damas. Abel, I would have thought, yotzer das, you went out willingly. V'chziru nachin, the goyim brought you back. Ilo yotzer, if you never went out. That no, the only time you don't lose your rights are if the goyim took you out and brought you back in. Boy, you may name a rabba. They asked rabba a question. Okay, you're outside your 2,000 amas. You can't walk around. But who's from the kovel? You have to go urinate. If it's machlekes, is going urinating here or defecating. Mao, what's the din? Amalehem, he said to them. But we have the whole Isur Tchum is in the rabban. We have a rule. God will cover the bris and doichel as a betoide. Kabri is so great that put you as a betoide. And therefore, you're allowed to walk, find yourself a private corner so you can do your thing. Amin Adonai says, okay, once we allow you to find a corner, do your thing. If you're smart, make sure that this corner that you found is back within the 2,000 Amma mark. And since you're allowed to go back into your 2,000 Amma mark, and once you're there, you're allowed to go back to your house and you retain all your original entitlements. Ipikech, if you're intelligent, Ayilukhumah, go back to within your 2,000 Amma mark. Even though, Allah, once you're there, you're there. Amar Papa, the Papa says, this whole thing of Tchum, right, a person can only walk a certain amount. What about, we also say that the person's merchandise, we're having Marbeya, that your belongings follow your Tchum. So what about, Amar Papa, okay, so your belongings, they follow your Tchum, wherever you can walk on Yom Tov, your things can also walk on Yom Tov, but not any further. So what happened to this? Peiris shiyotzu chulchum. You took your peiris outside of the chum, right? And then the chazru. But then you brought it back. You took outside the chum, you cannot carry more than 4 amas because the fact is it went outside of the chum of the peiris. But you brought it back. And he goes further. I feel it amazing. You shouldn't have done it. You brought it back deliberately. Lo hifsidu es mekayim. You don't lose your entitlements. Now, why not? You said before, if you went back on your own volition, you lose all your entitlements. Because the fruits have no volition. It's always against their will. They have no will. And therefore, they retain their original entitlements. You brought them back. My time unloosing you. Even Tosin, the Shem, we talk about, we know that if you do an Aveira on Shabbos, you shouldn't have any benefit from it on Shabbos. But over here, either because of Issa de Rabbanon, others want to say because over here, you didn't achieve anything. You came right back to where it started. So we're not going to penalize you. That second shot is not really, it's more the first shot, like Tosin says, because only the Rabbanon. Or others say that you have to do a maise with the thing itself. Carrying is different, that we don't really ban it because you didn't do anything with the fruits itself. You took it here, you took it there. Not important that you came back to the original place. It was just that you didn't do anything with the fruits. Anyway, says the Gemara, Eisve Rabbi Yisrael Bar Shmai, Papa Rabbi Yisrael, the son of Shmai, asked a Papa question. It says, that Nechemia and Rabbi Lezer and Yaakov, I mean, they both say, Lo'oilam Asudim, it is forbidden that these apples are forbidden to be carried about unless you brought them back to the original place by Shegig. Sounds like here only because you brought it back to Shegig. Had you brought it back to Mezid, so it sounds like B'Shegig in the Mezid Loi. A Papa said if you brought it back deliberately, the fact is it's back to the original place and fruits have no say, so whatever you do, it's always considered a Shegig and therefore it's permitted. Here you have clearly on the Chemin, Abba Lezman Yaakov, who say that no, that if you bring it back willingly, they are forbidden, they lose their entitlements. Says the Gemara, you're right, that's what they say, but Tanoi, it's actually an argument Tanoi. Tanoi, you learn, Peiris Yotzel Chutu Chum, Peiris went outside of Chum. B'Shegig, they went out B'Shegig. Now, we're not sure what we're talking about here. Are we talking about B'Shegig, Yotzel, you can eat it? Are we saying over there where they are right now? Or are you saying it if it went back to its original place? We'll soon see. But the Mezid lo yochel, if it's b'shegig, then it knows if you brought it back b'shegig, you're allowed to eat it. But the Mezid, you're not allowed to eat it. People, we're talking about people who have a right to, because let's say they made themselves an Eid Chumim, so they have a right to walk all that distance. So it says that b'shegig you could, and we're not sure exactly what we're talking about yet. We're talking about in the new place or in the old place, and the Mezid, you did not eat. Okay, however, Rab Nechemiah says, Bimikaiman in its if it went back to its original place, Yoichu. If it went back to its original place, you can eat it. But you cannot eat it in its new place because it's outside of the Tchum. So the Nechemiah says, and we're not sure if you're talking about Shegi Mezel, we'll soon see. The Nechemiah says, in the new place you cannot eat because it's outside of the Tchum. In the old place you can. So what's going on here? My Bimikaiman, what's he talking about? Elaimon b'mekayman, the new place b'mezid. If you're talking about the new place and you put it in b'mezid, b'haktani b'hedyer ab nechemi rab elezer ben Yaakov. I mean, they both say la'olam asurin that it's forbidden ad sheyachzur l'mekayman shoyging. They say clearly say the only time you're allowed to eat it is not in the new place ever, because it's outside the Tchum, only in the old place, and there's two conditions. It has to be in the old place, so it didn't go outside the Tchum, you have to bring it back, and it had to be B'Shegig. B'Shegig made it loy. So what did it mean? Adolav, the Mekoyman B'Shegig. So what's Amdechemi really saying here? Amdechemi is saying that you can only eat it in the original place. The only time you can eat these fruits that went outside the Tchum is if they went back to the original place and B'Shegig. So what is the Tanakhama saying? And the Tanakhama who argues, obviously he's saying here, that if it went back to the original place, even the Mezid you're allowed to eat it. That proves the Tanakama and our Papa saying the same thing. And why is it if you brought it back to the Mezid you're allowed to eat it? Because as far as the fruits are concerned, they had no say in the matter. As far as from the fruit perspective, it's always B'Shegi. Elala, the Mekoyman B'Shegi, the Chesir Mesa, a few words are missing. V'hachikton, this I should learn. Peidah, Shiyotza Chutzut Chum, Peidah, the one outside the Chum, B'Shegi, Yoichu, B'Shegi, you can eat it, B'Mezid, Lo Yoichu, this is Tanakama. The Tanakhama says, in the new place, if you did it by mistake, we'll allow you to eat it, but the Mezid, we're not going to allow you to eat it. That meant why Moni Shalim came in the new place. Abba B'Mekayman, if you brought it back to the original place, I feel the Mezid Yoichul, even if you did deliberately allow to eat it, because like our Papa, as far as the fruits are concerned, they had no say in the matter. But also Rab Nechemi Lameh, came along Rab Nechemi says, I feel the Mekayman, even in the old place, Nami also, only B'Shegig is allowed, in the Mezid Loi, because he said we don't look at it from the fruits perspective, we look at it from the person carrying his perspective. And since he did the Mezid, we don't allow you to eat the fruits. So you see that the Papa, what his din is an argument between Tanakama and Amchen Rabbez Yaakov. So you know, no, Abdavka. Maybe the Mezid, the Mekayman, maybe the Papa's totally wrong. The Mezid, the Mekayman, if you brought it back to the original place, the Mezid, maybe everyone disagrees with our Papa and holds you cannot eat it, because we don't look at it from the fruits perspective. You look at it from the person carrying perspective. So what's the argument Tanakama and Amnechemia? B'Shegig Shalei B'Mekayman. In the original place, you're allowed to eat only the B'Shegig, but it's amazing not allowed to eat. They're arguing only if in the new place. That's what they're arguing, in the new place. And it was B'Shegig. Tanakama Sava B'Shegig Shalei, in the new place, if it was inadvertent, okay, you're allowed to eat it. Shalei B'Mekayman. And I'm the Chemin holds that Filu Shegig, even Shegig, only the Mekayim in the original place in Shalei B'Mekayim Loi. They're only arguing, could be the arguing is only limited to the new place, The fact is, it's outside the tchum. The Tanakhama says you're allowed to eat it if it's b'shegi, and the Chaim says no. But in the original place, everyone agrees you did it deliberately. You cannot eat it. Only b'shegi, not like a papa. Says the Gemara, can't be. A papa must be right, and I'll prove it to you. Tony Sefer, it says in the end of this Braise Ram Nechem, Yevrab Elazim and Yaakov Oimim, La Oila Masudin is forbidden. Ad Shiach Zulim Ekeiman, Shegi, until you bring it back to a place, Shegi, which means that the Tanakama hold that even in the original place, if you brought it back, you can have the Vemezah needed. Shegi, Yemezah, because Tanakama suffer, not only are they arguing in the new place, it sounds like they're also arguing in the old place. Ad Nechem, Yevrab Elazim and Yaakov hold the old place is only if it's Shegi. The Tanakhama says, no, even the Mezi, could we look at it from the fruit's perspective, and they had no say in it, so therefore it's always considered Shegi. The Mezi Nami, Shari Shmanu, that's approved. And therefore, the Loch is like Rapapa. This is blot number one.